the Fitness Bootcamp Inner Circle Podcast with Georgette Pan and Jesse Stoddard.
And we are back for another great episode. This is episode 53, Testimonials and Social Proof. I'm really excited to talk to you guys this time about what we got going on. This is pretty cool stuff. And I think it's going to get better and better here. So if you are brand new to this, my name is Jesse Stoddard, and I am been in the fitness industry for over 16 years at this point. I'm really excited to be doing this podcast because I started off like many of you at the bottom. I worked my way up through a small club, doing everything from the front desk to the swabbing of the toilets, eventually became manager and also personal trainer. And I discovered that personal training was the best way to be independent and be my own boss, which was something that I really wanted. I loved helping people, but I also needed to earn income. And I found that working hourly wages was never cutting it. And being a trainer allowed me to do a little bit more entrepreneurial stuff. So eventually I did own my own club. And I took that to another level where I was able to actually start a business and started my own health club. Did pretty well personally, but the economy and trouble with a partner made that a lot worse. So then eventually opened up a boot camp chain of my own, and here we are. So, and I think I've got Georgette on the line. Are you there?
Yes, Emma.
All right, perfect. Well, how are you today?
Well, I got a little surprise today. I have something that I just did and just decided to do because it's, I didn't realize this, but tomorrow's 11-11, right?
Right.
And, it's also 11-year anniversary of Fitness Bootcamp Pro's newsletter.
Oh, cool. Wow, and, 11 years? Are you serious?
Yeah. So I was like, wait a minute, and I had just talked to, so one of those things that I decided to do, like, you know, ready or not, and in fact, I just did it maybe about an hour ago. Certain people on the newsletter, I'm putting out something tomorrow that, let's see if it goes well. I mean, not see if it goes well as far as the interest, I'm using a new service. Well, it's Gumroad. I'm sure you've heard of it, right?
No, I haven't, actually.
Okay. It's but anyway, it's going out to, I don't think it's going out to my whole list, as a matter of fact. It's not, but almost, you know, it's a pretty good, all right, I'll tell you.
Yeah, now we're really curious.
Well, I'm going to do a boot camp workout of the day, and it's going to be, you know, it's live, the site. So it's not a site, really. You'll see it when I put the link or send the link, because it's through Gumroad, so you don't really have this big, long, you know, ta-da, to-do of a sales page. It's just brief to the point. So I'm going to do it for like a killer of a deal, you know. And what the thing is that, you know, it's like 10 bucks a month. But it'll be, and what it is you get a boot camp workout, whether it be, you know, a little workout or a finisher, a game, a challenge, a game, whatever, via email. So it's sent to you. And I also might throw in some surprise bonuses from time to time. But it's all, and you also have access to all of the previous workouts at any time because they have a library, like they'll call it, you know. So, in other words, you have access to see anything at any time. So it's kind of cool from that perspective, too, because if you've been, let's say you join the 10 bucks a month and you're a member for like 6 months or something, you know, they're all there for you to go look at. And that's cool, isn't it?
That's very cool. That's really fun. And you always have that ongoing new workout up, you know, so you don't get stale in your programming. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you could see all the previous workouts anytime.
Right. And you're getting new ones so that you can always look forward to something, too. I like that. That's cool, Georgette.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, I'm going to do it. Because I didn't want to say anything, you know, to anybody, because I really was just working on it. And, you know, I kind of just don't like to, I don't know what I hesitated for. You know, I just thought, well, let me do it. And
wow.
Not telling, because you know what happens? Somebody else, I got the old copycat syndrome going on. So, you know, I just wanted to do it. You know, ready or not, I'm trying out Gumroad. I think it's, you know, something I never used it, any of it before. But it's the, you know, first time I'm doing it with a product such as this, or something, you know, that you could just do via email. I think it's easy. It's worth it because, honestly, $10 a month is really nothing. You could cancel at any time. You know, even they do have other options. I mean, you could sign up right off the bat for 3 or 6 months or a year. I didn't allow the year thing. I just went 3 or 6. But, you know, at least, and even at $10 a month, even if you went like that and you did it for, you know, that's a lot of workouts. So, I mean, I got to get busy, make sure I have. So, in other words, they're going to be sent at least 5, like weekdays. So, you know, get an email with the workout, and then you also have a chance to view it at any time.
Right. Very cool.
So it's going to come out tomorrow, so a few people will actually get to see it if you open an email, because, you know, the next day is I'm giving away some cool gifts this week, boy. Whew. Between this and the meal, dumb few meal plans that I'm giving away on Thursday, and that's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be cool. I think that email's ready to go, but this one kind of just snuck up there. I'm like, oh, my God, it's 11:11 tomorrow. Okay, I'll launch it and see what, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that
How
was
cool.
That's a surprise. That was the surprise. Yeah, I didn't realize that. It was like, wait a minute. That's
now, do you want any of our listeners to do anything in particular if, you know, they got to be on your list to get this, or do they, you want them to go anywhere? If somebody's listening into this and they're not a part of that, what should they do?
They probably should go to the blog and sign up there, thefitnessbootcampclub.com.
Okay, and then they'll get the news when it comes in.
Yeah, because you have to be on a list, and that one would probably be the quickest one because, like I said, I'm only sending it to, you know, a portion right now.
Okay.
A large portion, but, I mean, it's still not everybody, so that's the point. And in this late stage of the game, it'd probably be best to sign up through that one, to the fitnessbootcampclub.com. So we'll see. But,
cool.
And I'm going to keep working on it. I mean, this is just, you know, the initial stage of it, and we'll see how it goes.
Very good. So for today, I had an idea. It was for us to talk about, and it was from Chantal gave me the idea when she put that post in the Fitness Bootcamp Inner Circle Facebook group, our private group. I thought this would be a good topic. So here's the title I gave it, and then we can maybe just figure out what you want to say about this. But I want to talk about testimonials and social proof, like as a topic. And, you know, maybe give some people ideas on how to get client referrals and grow your fitness business marketing, you know, to grow your boot camp with testimonials and social proof, that kind of thing. So I don't know, and the idea came from when she posted that. And for those of you who don't know, who aren't in the inner circle, she's a new owner for her own boot camp, and she was having trouble getting, there's two parts to it, and I didn't even comment about one part, but the two parts basically was, number one, I saw her ask, saying, hey, I can't get my clients to, you know, they're too embarrassed or, you know, private or secretive or whatever, so they don't want to give me before and after pictures. And then, and then the second part of her question was, should I post my own before and after pictures? Because she has had a significant body transformation, yeah, big time weight loss. And then, so she was asking me, should I do this? And maybe this will help. And so I wanted to get your thoughts on it. And then I had some thoughts I wanted to share too. What do you think of that? And I think this was a good topic for discussion.
Yeah. What do I think about her idea of posting?
Yeah.
Her?
Yeah. And her problem and her situation, just anything that comes to mind that you want to share about it.
Yeah. I honestly answered her, and I thought it was obviously a good idea to put her on, transformation. It's not phony like we sometimes see.
Right.
I'll spade a spade. Some people, everybody has, but you've seen sites where there's just the same testimonials are on that site. Then you go to another site and they're on the same another site, so you know they're not real. So that's the point. And if the clients are a little hesitant, and which is, I also, deal with that. They don't like the before. They don't mind the after. But here's the problem. You can't just post the after. So they don't like to do it. But if they see herself, the person that they're training with, especially who had in the past a dramatic transformation she had. So I think it's twofold. Number one, it's just plain out, flat out a great idea because it's her.
Yeah, a lot of trainers don't do that, right? Or they don't even have a before and after like that. Usually it's the clients we think of that we want pictures of, but it's kind of cool to show that you yourself already, you walked the talk and you went through. I think people can relate to that better too, because if you are overweight and you see that your trainer was overweight and now they're not, that's like says a lot because they know how you feel. If your trainer's never been overweight in their life, it's not bad, but it might be like, well, they might not understand me. So I think people are going to relate better to her, right?
Yeah, and I also think they might even, might even soften some of them up to at least, be willing to do a before and after. Hey, she could do it. And look at, she's not embarrassed. Why should I be? And you know what I mean? And it's especially being that it's their trainer. So she might actually get another surprise benefit out of that they will agree to do a before and after. See, I think the problem with that is it depends on where you're going to put it. I mean, and anymore now stuff is being posted all over Facebook, and some people will give you permission just for your website. Some people give you permission just for your studio or place of business, which is not a bad idea. But if you're going to splash it all over Facebook, then it becomes maybe, somebody's like, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with your studio, but I don't want to see it all over the place. Okay, there's some people who don't mind. There's some people who do. But there's other ways of getting testimonials. I mean, how about just a little video that they do for you? Okay, they don't want to do a video, then write it.
Right.
I mean, there's several ways you could get testimonials that, if she's in a bind like that where nobody wants to give permission for a before photo. But let me tell you, she's lucky that she's in that situation in a way because, like you said, there's not a lot of trainers that have that. And here's a dramatic change. Whether it be bodybuilding show, you could do something like that, or you dropped a lot of weight.
Right, exactly.
Good
well,
idea.
Yeah. Here's some thoughts I had too, and maybe we can bounce back and forth a little bit. First of all, if you're new to the business, social proof is incredibly important. So just in general, like to back up a step, a lot of people when they start their business, it's all about the location and the time, the dates of your the basic just kind of data
you know, like the basic information, the stats about your business, like here's how much it costs and here's what, you know, I do personal training and, you know, I do a boot camp and it's this price and this month, you know, this time and that's it. Like a lot of them, I mean, you get that basic, you know, raw data part down and that's obvious stuff, but usually that's where it ends. And then the marketing ends up being, well, what can I say that's really, you know, going to catch people's attention and how can I offer them a special deal that's going to make everybody just jump in and sign up? And they shortcut the whole marketing process. And I think one of the most important parts, you know, I obviously talk all the time about target, you know, selecting a single target market at a time and getting really clear on who it is you're marketing to. That's all, of course, important. But then the next step to go along with that is the social proof. So if you're brand new, that's the number one thing you need to be working on after, you know, the basic, you know, foundation of, okay, what am I doing and who am I trying to reach? Who is my ideal client? Then you need to start developing social proof as soon as you can. And that's from like day one, even if all you have is one client and you can get them to say something about you. Okay, well, that's something. So I think social proof is something you gather over time and you collect more and more of these testimonials. And it's some of the best marketing you can have. It's always going to be better to have really awesome testimonials than it is to have some fancy, tricky headline, you know, that's more of a gimmick thing or doing a daily deal or something. It's always going to be better because that's going to be what speaks to your target market. So, okay, with that, let's just, I always assume that's obvious, but it isn't. So I wanted to say it, right? I wanted to just mention that first. Like, okay, that's something that people need to know, that social proof is important. And social proof comes in different formats, and one of them is testimonials. There's other kinds, you know, like just sort of like the culture you create and how people talk and to each other and how word spreads and, you know, what the kind of the vibe is that you give off and what people are, you know, saying about you behind your back. That's all part of it. But the testimonials are the part that you can control, and that's something you publish. And then another thing I wanted to say about the testimonials, like Georgette, like you said, there's a lot of ways to get them, right? And there's a lot of different versions. Something that I found, just this is a quick tip for everybody, that really changed everything for me, and it made life so much easier because I used to struggle getting testimonials. And I discovered that if you write them for the people, life becomes easier. And here's what I mean by that. You can literally write them for someone and people go, what? No, I feel uncomfortable doing that. I don't want to do that. Or, well, you just need to do it because sometimes it's the only way you're going to get a good testimonial. And what I will do is I will say, okay, you know, I'll take my client. I'll just make up a name so I don't pick on anybody. I'll take Bob. Okay, I've got Bob. Bob worked with me for a couple months and let's say he lost 10 pounds. Okay, and 3 inches or something on it, or 2 notches on his belt, okay, and 10 pounds. So I know that, and I also know that he was a busy, let's call him a, let's say that he's an attorney, and he's really busy and doesn't have much time to work out. And then let's say because of his busy schedule, he has a hard time eating right. And let's say he was intimidated by the gym before, and he didn't want to just, he never knew what to do. He's just walking around clueless at the gym. Okay, so that's what I know about him. All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the testimonial for him by saying, you know, hey, my name is Bob and I'm a busy attorney in this city. And in fact, my schedule is so busy that I, you know, didn't make very much time for working out. When I did, I didn't even know what to do. And the gym was big, intimidating and boring. And then I discovered, you know, Jesse's program. And I got going on that, and I found that it was very interesting. It helped me to become consistent. And you know what? I lost 2 notches on my belt, and I lost 10 pounds. I couldn't recommend him more. And I would literally write that for him, but here's what I would tell him. I'd say, Bob, you know, would you mind doing a little testimonial for me? You know, I'm really proud of you and what you've accomplished. And you know what? It, to make it easier for you, I actually wrote it for you. You're feel free to change anything you want to change. Feel free to scrap the whole thing and start over if you want, but I just wanted to make it a little easier because I know how busy you are. I don't want you to have to think like you've got to write some book for me, and so I just did it for you. If you want, I'm going to email it to you. You can just turn around and say, yes, okay, and then I'll just use that. How's that sound? And I've never had a single client have a problem with that, an issue with that. In fact, most of them thank me and go, great. Yeah, looks good. Thanks. Go ahead. You know, and then here's the advantage, Georgette. I think this is the best part. I get excited about this. The difference is I get a testimonial within a day or two rather than waiting months. Because the worst thing you do is, can you write something for me? And then they go home and go, oh, man, I got to think about this. And then they either don't do it at all or they take forever. And they end up writing something you don't even want them to write. They write like 6 pages about some random little detail that's important to them but that nobody else cares about. Because you also want them to cut the fluff, right? You don't want them writing a bunch of stuff that nobody else cares about. And, you know, if they write a lot, that's great. Usually I keep it. But you also want testimonials that speak to your different target markets. You know, and so if I want other attorneys who have the same situation, I want to include that. You know, or if he was afraid of coming in because of this or that or the other, or if he had an issue, other people probably have that issue too and they're going to relate to it. Well, I want to highlight all those things in the testimonial. And the other reason to do it is because sometimes the people will write a testimonial, if they do it at all, they'll write a testimonial and they won't even include the results, you know? So they'll say, oh, it's so great, it's so wonderful, you know, Jesse's great, da-da-da-da-da, and it's all fluff, and they didn't include the fact that they lost 35 pounds. They don't even put it in there because to them it's like, oh, well, that's personal and that's embarrassing. I'm like, no, that's the only thing that mattered. You need to put that in there big time, right? So anyway, there's some thoughts. I don't know what you've used or what's worked for you or what you think of that, but
yeah, we have a trouble with that too. Sometimes the people, you know, didn't want to give pictures, and some did, but you know, for our one program. But I think that if I were to say that was the one area that I think the studio would, my studio in particular, could do better at. You know, meaning. Like, and I myself, even on the online business, definitely could do better at it. I don't ask for the testimonials much, as I said, so I'm guilty as charged. I get unsolicited ones, like, you know, we just got one last week. I like unsolicited ones, but okay, you know, like you said, you want to wait 5-6 years for an unsolicited one? Go ahead. But,
yeah.
You know, offline business is a little different. But, you know, I really, honestly, for all the testimonials I got online, I did not ask for sheer victory anyway. I did not ask for one of them, the ones that I got. Now, at times I had written to somebody and said, well, you know, I'm glad you're really happy. Like, you know, then when you're done with this, maybe you could send me a testimonial, or I'll be waiting for that testimonial. But, you know... happen, but that's you know, I didn't go after it, but yeah, so most of the times it's been unsolicited online, but I'm guilty of not doing it enough, and you know, because everybody is really agreeable to do it, well, like you said, they never follow through, just like I don't at times, right? It's like,
right,
I don't.
Right.
And they didn't follow through, yeah, this is great. I'm honestly, they're better at telling their friends, because they do that. They talk up the place a lot. But if you're
right.
Looking for some post somewhere, then, you know, no, they don't they don't follow through. And then, you know, then if you don't follow through, then you got a combination of nobody following through. You know, sometimes. So
yeah.
Like, it's like, I didn't ask. I don't know. They said they would. Don't want to keep pounding them. You know what I mean? I said they
yeah.
would. You're right. It's better to give like a little, you know, couple paragraph thing where a template type of thing. And I've seen them. I think, do we have one posted in the Enterprise Bootcamp Enterprise course or no?
I don't know if we have an actual testimonial posted. We have examples in the written material. But.
In a template. I'm talking about a template. We have testimonials. You mean, I mean a template to use for clients. We don't have that.
No, that's something we might want to think about doing. I don't know if we actually have something as an actual template. We just have an outline of what that type of thing looks like, but I don't think we have the template.
Oh,
that's
an
good
outline
idea.
Is something that there's to guide, that they could write their own little thing if you wanted to. But like you did, let's say what you did. You gave kind of like some kind of fill-in-the-blank or a template type thing to the client, and he filled it in?
Yeah, I've done that before, and I also just like writing it for them. I mean, like literally saying, here's what you might say. And then if they change it, it becomes a template that way. But then also they can change it. They can go, well, you know, I'll just change a couple things. I'll go, great. either way, you get your testimonial faster.
Right, and you could also do it through email anymore. It doesn't have to be, you know, paper.
No.
But the other thing is, too, that's a – well, I was going to say something about that idea. Darn it. Wow. I can't believe I just forgot. It was we were talking about based on you writing the testimonial. You know, sometimes anymore, it's actually quicker. This is not what I was going to say. But it is actually quicker. I mean, like, whip out your phone. Give a 5-minute testimonial. You know, just have the videotape them.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too. And this is also in regard to Chantel's issue with not being able to get them, because she said, here's what she said, not verbatim, but she said she's got testimonials, but no actual before and after pictures. And she has them in the private, her private Facebook group, but the clients are all a little too shy, do not want their photos made public. And I think you kind of hinted at this when you talked about Facebook. I think that the landscape of social media has changed this, because it's everything's so public now. It used to be, if you had a gym and you got testimonials, you'd take their picture, put them up on the wall, and they're actually proud of it, right?
Right.
And also, it was kind of like, well, the only people that are seeing that are people in the gym and maybe a few random people, so that people didn't really worry about it. Nowadays, it's like, well, you actually have to be concerned, because your picture's in, like, you know, will show up in 14 countries in 3 seconds. You know, and all of a sudden you're everywhere. And I think that's kind of, and you don't necessarily want all your friends, so-called friends, who aren't real friends, they're just people that are friended you on Facebook. You don't necessarily want them all to see everything, right? So sadly, that I think that's had a real negative. I mean, it's helped because more people see it, but it also makes people more self-conscious. And I never had that issue before, but I do realize that it is a reality today. Now you might think I'm a jerk on, I've become a little bit more sensitive, but a lot of people might think this is a jerk, you know, attitude, but I still have the attitude of, you have put so much effort into building your business that the least that they can do is, you know, like I always ask for forgiveness rather than permission. And I also have it written in my contract that they agree, they are signing a photo and video release the minute they start my camp. Even if they haven't joined, so legally it's actually all in there. I mean, legally they've actually signed away their rights to say that I can't use their photo. Now, I don't want to be a jerk and actually enforce that and say, hey, you signed this, but it's kind of like a, you know, I want that sort of peppered throughout from the beginning and lay the expectation down from the beginning so that it becomes a norm. And this is what I would say to Chantel. It's kind of like, well, if you started those people that way, then they're less likely to say, oh, no, you can't do that. For example, if everyone in my boot camp gave me a testimonial and then you just joined tomorrow, when you join, you're going to be looking around going, everyone already gave a testimonial. And then I'm going to be looking at you and going, you know, I build my business on and so, you know, I'd be really good if you could help me out. It's sort of like the pressure's already, it's already set up that way, so they're less likely to push back, you know, and that's how I think I've gotten more testimonials. Because I just make it part of the norm. Like you said, whip out the camera, whip out your phone, and say, hey, can you do a video for me really quick? It'd be like 30 seconds long. You know, if you ask them first, hey, I want to do a testimonial. Can we do before and afters? And, you know, I would like to do a video. They're like, oh, my gosh, let me think about it. I got to do my hair and makeup for tomorrow. Can we do it next week? I'm not ready yet. And can I lose 40 pounds first? And, you know, all of a sudden it turns into this big thing. And I think if you make it big and weird, then it gets weird. And if you just sort of, like, whip out your camera really quick, it's easier.
Right.
So.
And you have to make sure you do have to have permission to put things on. Because they're going to want to know where it's going. But, you know, maybe they want it every place but Facebook, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
On your website is fine, you know what I mean? Or your website or your blog, like to have it. So you're going to find somebody who's willing to do it. It's not like, you know, all of your clients are, you know, shut down. They don't and shy and they don't want to do it. You'll find somebody who wants to do it. I mean, it's inevitable. But, you know, for the occasional thing of posting pictures, well, let's see what turns out with this, because it might change with her posting her own before and after.
That's right.
And it depends, like we said, where it is. Facebook, private group is the private group, but there's still people in the private group. Maybe they're just sensitive to that.
Right.
You know, because it's not only about the posting on Facebook and stuff like that. It's about the trolls. Because if somebody, you know, somebody's over here, they're commenting on everything, whether, you know, you have a picture of the Lord there and somebody come on and say something negative, you know what I mean? Like I told
exactly.
you before. So, it's
yeah.
like, you know, that's the kind of stuff I would be weary of. You know, there's always
yeah.
somebody who's looking for something, you know, to tear something down that's good. And
right.
that's probably what's, you know, what's
and
stopping
yeah, it's
them.
And all it takes is one bad apple to spoil the bunch, right?
Yeah,
I know. Well,
yeah.
And one other idea I would give her is I'll give you an example of one that I just had to work with the person. So I had a testimonial that was amazing. It was an awesome before and after. And I also had all the stats on the picture and the name and everything. And what was,
right.
and she said, you know what? I really don't feel comfortable having that up on Facebook. And
right.
so I, instead of just taking it down, I said, no problem, I'll take it down. But what if I just change this? And then she said, okay. And what this was I just took her name off of it. And I took, well, actually I kept her name, but what I did
uh-huh.
is I took her, and by the way,
last
having
name.
Names is really important. So people don't think you're making it up. So I do remember this. I kept her name, but what I took off was all of the measurements, which are really, you know,
okay.
all that extra detail was a little extra too personal for her.
Right.
And then
I did
one other thing. I actually, and this was for, that was for one gal, and then she was fine with it. And then another gal I had who didn't really feel comfortable having it because it ended up on her timeline and it was, her name was tagged and I was using my personal Facebook page. Well, she didn't like that. And so instead I took that one off. And what I did was instead of tagging her name, I went and put it on my business page, you know, my fan page
right.
for my bootcamp. And I put it on there without tagging her, and that way it didn't show up on her timeline and all of these people she you know that are friends with her, and didn't see it that way. And then she was like, she didn't care then. Now, it was funny about that was probably more people that were better target markets for me saw the one when I just put it on my business page, even though she wasn't tagged. Now, there was more overall people that would have seen it if I kept it on her page and my own personal Facebook, you know, like where, you know, like all of our friends are, and our social circles are seeing it and like people are tagged and then even more people see it. Well, more people would have seen it that way, but more of my ideal people saw it on the business page when it wasn't even tagged. And I think the reason was is because my business page had been, I was advertising it, and it was kind of had a following that was sort of general in the area, specific in the area for people that might be clients, which may or may not have even been her friends. And so I guess what I'm saying is it ended up working out for me anyway, even though I had to remove it from my personal Facebook page and from her personal Facebook page, I just kept it on the business page. So hopefully that didn't get too convoluted and sound confusing there. What I meant to say was sometimes all you really need to do is change the details, maybe change the details
yeah.
of how you're presenting the
point.
Picture or like Georgette, like you said, where are you posting it? You might even be able to put it on Facebook, just like where on Facebook are you putting it? Maybe you do need to just suck it up and keep it on the private Facebook group, even though you'd rather that the whole world see it. Or maybe you can have it on your personal page, or maybe you can have it on your company page. You might not be able to have it everywhere without making that person self-conscious. So just some thoughts.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point about just changing certain things. I myself cannot stand the tagging, but you know, everybody's got their own thing. I'm in a business-to-business type of thing, so when
right.
I see dumb tags that are just, you know, like really, you know, for MLM or some other for shoes, I don't know what the hell they're for half the time. But
right.
I don't have my account set up.
Yeah, Ray-Ban sunglasses.
My...
Have you gotten that
yeah.
one? I love. There's always somebody that does the Ray-Bans, and then they tag like 400 people, and I'm like, please. Yeah.
Well, I don't have
yeah,
my
was...
account set up like that. It doesn't automatically post to my wall. I have to approve it. And what I end
oh,
up
yeah.
doing 99% of the time is removing the tag, because
yeah.
then you get bling, blah, bling, blah, bling from everybody that's even, you know, who tagged or comments or liked or right? Like, I can't deal with all that because it's just way too much. But so business to business might be different. You know, obviously you're not going to but, you know, you still got to be careful. I mean, I have people trying to post their ads inside my ads. You know, so I'm paying for a Facebook ad, and they post their Facebook ad, you know, or they post an ad, you know, some kind of spam, I don't know. But, you know, like you said, one little tweak here or there, and you even gave some examples of the types of tweaks, could mean all the difference in the world in getting this testimonial, you know, permission to put it on a web page, a website, a Facebook group. So, you know, you got to think just beyond like, oh, I can't post it on, you know, she won't let me post it. Well, like you did, that was a really good suggestion.
Yeah, and working with people. You know, you got to work with people sometimes. You can't just, it can't always be black and white and, oh, well, I give up now because somebody didn't want the picture posted this. Well, you know, there's always something you can
do. Yeah, because it's something, too, to be proud of. It's not like, you know, I know it's hard for some people because they have to post the, you know, the before shot. I ran into more problems with people who have, don't mind the permission thing, they couldn't find a before shot. Or you know, they did, I guess they stayed away from the camera. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or didn't want to give it. So, like I said, there's always plan B, plan C, plan D. There's other ways to get testimonials. I mean, so whatever you can get, you get.
Right.
Nice to have before and after pictures, but, you know, lots of times, when I see too many of them, you know, is this odd or what? I'm going to ask you. When I see too many of them, I don't even look at them. Like, I just scroll right by them. I don't read them. I don't know if it's because, all right, you know, I'm not real. Actually, I don't really put a lot into testimonials on web pages. Maybe it's from working online. I'm, you know, sorry, as you know how that goes.
I wonder too, you can get overwhelmed. It's like anything, though. You can get too much of something, or if you see too much of it at one time. Like if you see 47 testimonials in a row, it's like, okay, I saw one. I'm not going to watch all 46 more. You know, I get that. The other thing is we all get a little skeptical and cynical sometimes too, you know. Like you've seen so many things, especially if you don't believe them anymore. You know, if they're not believable. The other thing too, I think the powerful thing about testimonials is if there's somebody you know. So for example, if it's a bunch of random testimonials, you might go, whatever, I don't even know if these are real. But then if you see somebody you know, you can't help but like listen to their testimony. I'm going to hit play on that video because I know that person, you know. So
that's a good point. Part. Yeah, and that's maybe what the difference is between me working online. I know none of them. I don't believe them. I'm very, you know, I rarely do. I mean, especially for a Fat Loss product, I look at them and I go, yeah, okay, that's interesting. And I move on to read more about the product or read more about the thing or actually, you know, review the product itself. It's not the testimonials that would, you know, put me over the edge. Now, on a business-to-business product, that's different because, you know, you're getting people or coaching clients that have actually worked with you or worked with the product and have gotten results and are recommending it. And that might also work because of your reason. And that, I think, was the clincher. When you said that, it kind of struck a chord with me. And that's what's going to happen more often in the offline world, is it's going to be somebody you know. So when it's somebody you know, eventually, somebody you know is going to see that picture, that would work for them. Your testimonial would be, you know, work a lot more, you know, be a lot more effective, let's put it that way, than when you just go to a random page and see random people, you know, and that's the problem with those, you know, those copying of testimonials from, you know, fake testimonials, let's just call it what it is. That's the problem with that. And that's why the FTC was cracking down. I mean, you have to have real testimonials anymore.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
You know, this is a separate topic, but just to...
Yeah, it is.
It relates so closely, I can't help but bring it up just really quickly, because we're pretty much out of time here, Georgette, but we've been having fun talking. I just mentioned again that
remember that Facebook is so rigid now about their advertising policy. You cannot, and I've seen a few guys and gals in business figure out how to get past it, and I still am trying to figure out how they're doing it, because Facebook pretty much denies every before and after picture you have. If you're trying to, you can post it. What I mean by that is you can't boost the ad or create an ad or have a paid advertisement that has a before and after picture. Almost never. You have to be very careful if you even do one. If you have one that like makes any it's not even a promise. It's a, even if it just hints at a promise, like you could lose, you know, this person lost 20 pounds. Even if it's the truth, it's like, no, this person really did lose 20 pounds. Here's them losing 20 pounds before and after. It could even be a nice, clean, even if it's not like, it used to be like if you showed too much skin or if it was like X-rated, they don't want it. Okay, I understand that. But they don't deny any. They'll deny every ad, even if it's a before and after at all. So be careful with that. If you're planning on building your fitness business by running ads and you try to do before and after pictures of your clients, you're going to get almost every single one of those ads shot down. And the reason is because you're quote unquote, promising an unrealistic expectation or an impossible expectation. I always write back to Facebook and say to them, what are you talking about? This is not impossible. That person just did it. How can you say it's impossible? You know, like I have a big beef with them. I think that's just terrible. But anyway, they control that. So it is what it is. Just be aware of it.
I think a lot of it has to do with that. They don't have a way of proving it. And unless they made you sign something like ClickBank does, in other words, you have to comply with the FTC as far as your testimonials. They have to be real, and you have to sign or check a box that it is. Because in the event that you have to prove it, you have stated that you have the proof. Now, Facebook isn't going to go into all of that shit. They're just going to go, nope. You know what I'm saying? Not dealing with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because there's what? Because there's thousands and thousands in a whole other department. You probably have to set up a whole other department just to, you know, it's a lot easier probably for them to just go, no, we're not taking any before and afters. Have a nice day, because we don't want the FTC, you know, on our butt.
Breathing down our neck. That's right.
Right, yeah. Because you don't know. I mean, you know, you think because you and I are legitimate that everybody is legitimate.
And that's not true. All right. But, hey, Georgia, I thought this was a really good podcast today. We'll make sure we get this one up there on the blog and all that.
I better get that up.
And we're having a guest soon, too. So keep on, if you've been following us, hang in here, because we've got a guest coming up on the next podcast. So
have Rick Strebin. We're gonna tackle nutrition. So we have gifts this week. We have, you know, giveaways. I have stuff going on. So stay on that, you know, get on the newsletter because, well, it's 11 years. 10, 11, I don't know. You lose count after a while.
Yeah.
But it's been going on for such a long time. I just talked to Ryan Lee. He's coming back into the industry because I guess he's tired of the scammy stuff, but so that was a quick conversation I had with him. So it's going good. Been talking to Rick Streb, so he'll be on the podcast next week, and we'll save that for next week. But in the meantime, I guess we'll have a good rest of the week.
All right. Take care. Bye, everybody.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.